Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Between 5 and 8 a.m. and 5 and 8 p.m., those are the hours you're most likely to encounter a deer on the roadway. And October through December are the heaviest months for deer auto collisions. And keep in mind, says State Police Trooper Paul Blanton, a whitetail on the side of the road is just as likely to bolt right in front of your car as it is to go the other way.
A deer is not looking at an automobile as a threat. It may not even recognize it as a threat. You may have been driving down the road and there be a deer on the side of the road and it's not spooked, it's not startled by a vehicle. So they just don't recognize vehicles as threats to themselves.
That being said, keeping your eyes peeled for activities outside your car can go a long way. Avoid distracted driving activities. Texting is against the law, and cell phone calls, he said, lower your reaction time.
But collisions can be reduced, and it's through the application of defensive driving techniques. You need to look at the big picture, scan as far ahead on the roadway as you can, looking for possible hazards, whether it's animals, somebody pulling out in front of you, down trees. We've had some pretty heavy winds. It could blow some tree limbs onto the road.
Also, when you see those signs, the jumping deer, black on yellow, they do indicate known areas where deer have a history of moving near highways. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 13th through the 15th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids ticket pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
State Trooper Paul Blanton in their Public Affairs Division says despite you doing all of the right things on the highway, there will be times when deer will run right out in front of you or right into your vehicle. If your deer encounter seems unavoidable,
brake firmly, but maintain your lane. Hopefully the deer will move out of the way, will be gone whenever you get up there if you're not able to stop in time. But if you do hit the deer, you need to pull over to the shoulder of the road and get out of your vehicle. If it's safe, if there's no traffic coming, get out of your vehicle, check your vehicle, see if it's okay, and then you can worry about the animal.
If you do have a deer strike, this may be a time when cell phone use is appropriate.
If you call 911, the dispatcher will pick up and say, where is your emergency? And you just need to tell them, it's not an emergency, I've had a wreck, and they will put you on hold if they have a more pressing call. If not, they can go ahead and take your information.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.